Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. This song by the Tunisian singer Emel Mathlouthi became an anthem of the Arab Spring back in 2011 and 2012. The song is Kelpti Hora, My Word is Free, and it was also the title track of Emel's debut record. The irony, of course, is that her words were not free. She had been banned from Tunisian radio, and it was through the internet that her song spread. Emel had left Tunisia by that point and was living in France, but has since relocated to New York, where she has recently released her second album called Ensen, or Human. Today, she's here with her guitar to give us some stripped-down solo versions of a couple of her new songs, beginning with one called Lost. Here is Emel Mathlouthi, live on Soundcheck.
Bye.
That is Emel Mahlouthi, the Tunisian singer, songwriter, and guitarist, in a song called Lost, which you'll find on her latest album called Ensen. I'm saying that right, aren't I? Ensen?
Perfect.
Okay. Which means human. Emel, it's great to have you here with us. And amazing how, I mean, I was watching you set up. It's a regular Western guitar in standard tuning, more or less, and yet you're really able to evoke the kind of scales of Arab and North African music.
Thank you. Actually, it's a very nice compliment because I'm not coming from a classic Arabic learning and teaching because I started with, when I was a child, I used to listen to classical European music, and then when I took my own listening decisions, I went to the rock music and metal music. So I really started singing in English, and I haven't received any learning from the, you know, pure and.
So you never picked up the oud or anything like that. It was always guitar for you.
Yeah, it was. It was immediately the guitar. I think the oud seemed always too big for me.
What's interesting is to hear that song on the record. You know, it's full of. You're sort of hinting at it with the effect on the guitar here, but you have backward guitars and backward strings. I mean, it's a really kind of almost psychedelic production on the album. That's a little bit of how the song sounds, all produced on the record Ensen by Emel Mahlouthi, who's here by herself with guitar in hand. And so how many, I mean, you're known, you know, still for those songs you wrote 6-7 years ago that became...
10 years ago.
10 years ago, but during 2011 and 12 became so popular in wherever the Arab Spring was spreading. So... You're kind of billed as a protest singer, you know, because those were protest songs. A song like Lost seems to be a little more personal. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, that's why the record is called Human, because it was a lot of, it was a lot more of an introspection, like a trip into my psyche and soul. And I don't see the contradiction in being aware and sensitive to what's happening around you and also to be very sensitive to what's happening inside you and just, you know, like not necessarily, well, eventually there was something that connected the dots between all the songs of this album, but there's not, like in the creation of an artwork, it doesn't matter like the form that it takes as much as long as it's authentic and 100% true, because otherwise it's not going to touch anybody if you know, fabricated.
So something about those early songs obviously touched a nerve with the Tunisian government and got you banned from the radio even before the Arab Spring started.
It was just obvious, like everybody agreed on what was going to be able to be broadcasted and shared and what's not. Mm-hmm. And despite the fact that I felt that there was some kind of a movement, because I felt in the small concerts that where I started to try my first compositions, I felt that there was such a frustration in people like needed to hear something said in a very direct and also poetic way. Mm-hmm. Just to have a political speech, but even to have an idea, to have an artistic will to do some things was impossible.
Yeah. Now, you said a moment ago that eventually in the making of this record, there was something that kind of connected all the dots, that kind of threads through the songs. What is that?
I think it's very important nowadays to paint this image of the human, that is not only about violence and hatred and oppression and closing or closeness or whatever, but the human was able to create beautiful things with love, with art.
What is happening in the song that opens the album called A Cet Instant, at this moment?
It's a little bit hard for me to describe that song because it was certainly inspired by a certain instant where I was simply very angry about a situation that a lot of musicians face, and maybe they are going to face even more now. Simply one of my musicians and very close friends didn't get the visa.
Yeah.
And it was also somebody who was very close to me, and I was devastated and just extremely frustrated how actually these stupid decisions that can have such an impact on people's lives. And so I just described that in a little bit of a melancholic poetry.
Okay, so what you want to play the song for us?
Yes.
All right. Emel Mathluthi is with us here in the Soundcheck studio. She is performing on stage at Le Poisson Rouge on May 6th. That's her next New York appearance after playing here in our Soundcheck studio. This song is called Instant, à cet instant, at that moment, and it comes from her album Ensen, Human.
Ah.
Once again, Emel Mafluthi, the Tunisian singer and songwriter, with us in the Soundcheck studio in a song called A Cet Instant, At That Moment, which comes from her latest album called Ensen, which means human. And so we've already heard an English title and a French title. You still sing in Arabic in both songs. There's also one called Kadesh, which, if you change the E to an I, it's the Hebrew word Kadesh. What is that word? What does Kadesh mean?
Interesting. Kadesh means how much. And I think it might come from Turkish. Because kaç means how much, actually.
In Turkish?
Yes, if okay. I'm correct.
All right. I'm certainly in no position to argue, so I'll I'll assume you're correct. I want to give people a chance to hear a little bit of this from the record, because you worked with the Icelandic producer, Valgeir Sigurdsson, who's done, you know, albums with Björk, but also with all of those great Icelandic electronic music composers up there, and it kind of shows. I mean, listen to this. This is from the record called Ensen. That's a little bit of the song called Kadesh from the album Ensen by Emel Mafluthi. So, Emel, what was it like going up to Iceland and working there in Reykjavik with Valgeir?
So the first trip, it was a recognition trip. I don't know if we say that in English.
Like a reconnaissance mission or something?
Yes, reconnaissance. Yes, that's right. So I was confused, and I tried to work with many people, and it didn't really... I wasn't convinced, and when someone told me about Valgeir, I was like, wow, this person is going to be perfect, because he's also very connected with contemporary music, and because I love artists like, for example, Arvo Pärt, or, you know, so, and my music has been a little bit cinematic, but I was very inclined to add textures, and I'm very passionate about textures and soundscapes, and so I went over there for three days, and I've mostly seen studio, so I decided to come back, well, mainly to work with Valgeir more, but we took a few days. It was in the middle of February, so it was very, very hard, but in the same time it was absolutely gorgeous. I remember there was one time where we were driving very, very, very slowly because we couldn't almost see anything, but, you know, because of the winds full of white powder from the snow, it was like being on Mars or something. I really love the feeling of the impression of as if you were like discovering some land just by yourself. And I like that.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you sort of push into all kinds of unusual sonic territories on this record with some of the textures. Did you say before that when you started listening to music, it was rock and metal?
Yes.
Because there's a song on here that doesn't sound like metal, but it sounds like the work of someone who listens to metal. And that is Thaumlaton?
Yes. I knew you were going to...
Busted! So what does Thaumlaton mean?
Thaumlaton means drunkenness.
Ah. It's
one of the first poems in a style that I'm pursuing right now. It's a lot of abstraction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's completely different from any Arabic poetry school. Because usually... the Arabic poetry is very thick and has a lot of forms and rhymes. And I really like the idea of just throwing a bunch of words that come from your substract or something and try to let them do their own, magnetism. So this song is, and it led me to almost as if the cells of the body were talking and were expressing themselves. And I like that. I like changing a little bit and bringing a little bit of novelty.
Well, and so there is a very kind of, there's a darkness to the texture in this song for sure. Here's a little bit more from Emil Mafluthi's record called Ensen. A pretty intense song from the album Ensen by M.L. Mafluthi called Thamlaton?
Thamlaton.
Thamlaton.
It's interesting that you chose to start at that part.
I was going for the metal part, you know?
So that part is actually inspired from a style that's called doom in metal, and even like a little bit by Sepultura.
Uh-huh, you know, the Brazilian band.
Yeah, the Brazilian metal band. I think they had a record that's called Chaos AD, or a song, I don't remember very well. And they have all these percussions, very tribal. And that's a little bit also what I wanted to go to.
Well, and I was wondering if maybe you were hearing connections between, like, there are ancient North African drumming traditions that are very kind of ritual-sounding and trancy, and it seems like it's not such a big leap to get from that to some of these rock rhythms.
Absolutely. That's why I was so driven by a few bands of metal, because so what I was interested in my culture is not, like, I even almost don't like the word tradition, because for me it is so connected with oppression. Not necessarily political oppression, but because, for example, the Oriental music school is so plenty of laws. And, for example, it's so weird in Tunisia when I started having some success for people that I was an autodidact. So there are, like, so many things that you have to go through. And what I was interested by is the folklore music, the popular music. So there's the very pure North African trance music that's called Gnawa.
Right.
That's Moroccan, but that's also Tunisian and Algerian. It's all in all North Africa, and it's a music that actually lets everything out. It lets out so many, you know, things that we're not supposed to let out.
That's never a good idea. Trying to keep repress things that need to come out. I mean, that's one of the things art does so well. So on the album, there is a bonus track called Ficoli Yaumen. What does that mean?
Every day.
Oh. Well, so, can I just call it every day then, so I don't have to trip over the Arabic again?
It might sound a little bit cheesy, but actually it's not. And also the song was written all in one, which is not very usual, because usually I write the lyrics, or sometimes I write the music first, but like when it came just all together, as if it was printed somewhere. And the song is about all these negative things that happen, all these dreams that are stolen, or these spirits that are buried, all these deceptions that we go through. But in the same time, there's always going to be some light, so all the hopes are permitted. And I thought it was very important for me to close the album on such a note. Maybe I'm not optimistic all the time, But I feel very comfortable with this song because we need to connect with some positivity yeah. and a lot of hope.
Well, let's hear the song in a live performance here in the studio from Emel Mathluthi from the album Ensen. It is called Ficoli Almen Every Day. That's beautiful. It's called Ficoli Aumen, Every Day, a song from Emel Mathluthi, which you will find on her most recent album, Ensen, which means human. Emel is performing on Saturday night, May 6th, at Le Poisson Rouge. Emel, a real pleasure to have you with us here on Soundcheck today.
Likewise.
عمرك ما تقول عيد عمرك ما تقول فدي عمرك ما تقول فدي عمرك ما تقول فدي
Our technical director is Irene Trudell, who also engineered this session. Light production work provided by the New Sound staff, Karen Havlick. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, our daily gig alerts, and our weekly music roundup. Check it out at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.